77 WABC.
Who is it? Oh, I'm sorry. Did we wake you?
No.
You didn't.
I've been up for hours.
It's time to get up.
Get up, Bambi. Get up.
Hey, I don't like the rules.
You must get up. Get up. Get up.
But while you're here, you might as well keep listening. You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about How Smart, or not How Smart. What do you call it?
I don't know.
What's the song? What's this movie?
Toy Story.
Toy Story 4.
You're kidding. Oh, I didn't know they were coming out with that.
Yeah. You know, we're a big Toy Story family. My kids are that era. So I just read an article about, what's his name? Tim Allen said that the final scene, he said, was so emotional, he had to step away from the microphone.
Wow.
Oh. Hi, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Isn't that fun?
That's one of the movies I presented my children with last night for movie night, Toy Story, and they shot
it down.
Yeah. Well, they've never even seen it.
Oh,
I know, it's coming.
You have to start from the beginning.
Oh, right. Well, now that I know 4 is coming out, it'll be
right. Yeah, that's a good one. Great story.
Yeah, it's cute.
To infinity and beyond, everybody. How are you? 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. We're live on this nice fall morning here on 77 WABC. So what can I help you with this morning? All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. 800-848-9222 is our phone number. We have a couple of interesting things coming up for you today, along with your phone calls and emails that we'll answer as well at housesmartstv.com. Something interesting about how we use our phones. Most of us use it as cameras, and it certainly seems like when all these new phones come out, like I know Apple just launched their new phone, they talk more about the quality of the camera now than they do anything else. You know, that's really the focus, like, oh, the lens and the this. Well, if you're like me or my lovely producer who has two small children, you have 10,000 pictures that you're trying to store on your phone, and what do you do with them? Last night we were out to dinner with friends, and inevitably what happens is, oh, let me show you a picture of so-and-so from homecoming, and right. You know, you're passing the phone around. But wouldn't it be a fun idea to have a way, or an application rather, to use those phones in a way that you could display them and do something with them, right? And store them, right?
Right.
All of those things.
Right.
So that's coming up in our new Tulu 2. It's an interesting concept. And I think we even shot a video on this one, right?
We
that's
going to
be up
we
at
did.
Our Facebook page as well. And then we're going to talk with, I'm going to try it now, Sankarshan.
Very good.
Murthy. That is a name.
Sankarshan.
It actually sounds exactly how it's
that's
spelled.
That's what he said. And yeah. So I just
but when you back. Look at it, you get freaked out, right? Like Manfredini. People are like, how do you say that? Manfredini. It's really not that hard when you look at it. So Sankarshan Murthy, he's the CEO of a company called Bumblebee Spaces. That's all I'm going to say. I want you to think about that, bumblebees, and how they, and a honeycomb, and then we'll talk about, you with me? That's where the name comes from.
I didn't even put that together. I thought he liked bees.
You know, you are a blonde.
Hey.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. So anyway, it's really cool. And he's really nice. He's out on the West Coast. So he's going to get up really, really early this morning. They're just sort of starting their spread to New York. And this is an interesting concept. And it actually has New York written all over it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Small spaces, storing stuff. And I'll just tease you with robotics. So that's kind of cool, right? That's going to... We'll learn more about that with Sankarshan coming up a little bit later on. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines right now in Manhattan where Arlene has called in. Arlene, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Am I on the air?
You are on the air, so don't use any profanity.
Okay. I won't do that. My problem is this. I have a what they call a bridge table or a card table that folds up.
Nice.
And they're, all their surfaces are the same. It's sort of a little bit cushiony, and it has some sort of a vinyl or something top to it.
Right.
Now, there's two sticky places on it, and they both have the same image, like a label image, but there was no ever a label there. Something must have gotten on it since I've bought it, and I don't know what it is, and I just can't get it off. I've tried soap and water. I've tried... what was the other thing? Well, I can't remember now.
Have you tried Goo Gone?
Oh, that sounds interesting.
okay, so in other words, that vinyl, Arlene, that vinyl that you have over the top, the stickiness, you don't see any, in other words, the vinyl's not falling apart or anything like that.
No,
it looks fine.
Brand new, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Old.
So there's this terrific product that you'll find... oh, gosh, just about anywhere, grocery store, hardware store, Bed Bath & Beyond, whatever's near you.
Oh, I'm going near this morning. Great.
It's called Goo Gone.
How is it spelled, please?
G-O-O.
O-O, yes.
G-O-N-E, Goo Gone, just as it sounds. And so it is a citrus-based product, and what I would do is take a cotton rag and squirt a little bit of it. It'll come in a clear bottle. The material is kind of yellow in color. Squirt a little bit onto if you have a microfiber pad or a nice cotton rag even, get it nice and wet, put it over the top of the vinyl, wipe it a little bit, and it should come right off.
Great. Thank you so much.
And do you play cards on the card table?
I used to, yes. Now I eat on it.
Now you eat on it.
Well, not only when company comes. If I have two of them. I have one.
Got it. How about a nice round of bridge or some euchre? Come on, let's go.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling this morning, Arlene. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye bye.
All right, let's go over to Jersey where Carol is on the line. Carol, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Lou, last spring, I have 5-pound trim around my garage doors. Had a decorative wreath hanging between the doors. A bird made a nest, didn't disturb it until mama and babies were gone. When I took it down, there was a lot of bird excrement on my 5-pound.
Yep.
I tried cleaning it, and the 5-pound, which is white, turned yellow gold. I've gone to multiple building supply and hardware stores, given different advice at each location. My last resort will be to call the contractor to replace the 5-pound, but I really didn't want to go to that expense.
Did the 5-pound, so in other words, your 5-pound has never been painted?
I don't know. That's the question that I don't know.
Yeah.
One contractor said it was primed and painted. Another, building supply. Another said to sand it with a very fine sandpaper and then clean it with denatured alcohol and it all should come up. I don't know what to do.
My guess is, and then let me ask you this too, the discoloration that you see, is it on the edge of the pieces of 5-pound or on the face?
Well, it's a stacked kind of. It looks like a pillar. So it's, I guess you'd say on the edges.
On the edges, right.
Yeah.
So you know how you have the, okay.
Yeah.
The 5-pound, the way they make 5-pound, for those that don't know, is one of the first synthetic trims that was out there for years. Now it's been replaced by products like AZEK and a lot of these composites that are out there. But 5-pound was known to do a little discoloration on the edges because of the way the material is made. And my guess is it wasn't painted. And when the birds made the nest, whatever from them, stained the 5-pound. So my advice would be to do you want to try and do this yourself, Carol?
I would, but
okay.
I'm also – yes, please.
Okay. Take a little sandpaper like the one person suggested and lightly sand that area. Then I would spot prime the edges with an exterior-based primer. Like there's a primer called Kills or Bullseye, both of which are very good. And that, you may get away with just the spot priming, and if I'm assuming the whole trim thing is white, yes?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Right. So you may get away with just spot priming it, and you'll be done. If you see the color of the shade of white is different than the rest, then you may have to paint the whole thing, lightly sand it all down and paint it. Sounds like to me the edges have never been painted. That discoloration, is just from what the birds left there. And if you do all that, it'll look brand new. Fipon can be painted, and it'll look great.
I thank you immensely.
I thank you more. Appreciate you calling this morning. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You know, a pretty common problem in our area is moss, mold, mildew, and algae on outdoor surfaces. You scrub it off, and it comes right back. Now, you don't want to use bleach, right, or harsh chemicals. You need something that's a gentle, non-acidic cleaner without any bleach or phosphates. Did I say this already? Did I spray the basement stairs going down to our basement that had the green and the algae? I did it with the rapid application spray thing. I'm like, I'm going to just get this done because, you know, that's what I do. And I was watering the plants yesterday, and I just kind of looked down there because it's kind of a part of the house where you don't really go down there. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it looks brand new. It is incredible. It was green like St. Patrick's Day on the foundation wall going down the stairs.
I can't remember that. You got an email recently that someone that was like, oh my gosh, this stuff really works.
Right. This stuff really works. It's called wet and forget. You just spray it on and wet it and forget it. Then every time it rains, wet and forget gently cleans that black and green stuff off virtually any outdoor surface. It works on brick, stucco, stone, decks, sidewalks, driveways, and more. With wet and forget, there's no scrubbing, there's no rinsing, there's no dealing with a pressure washer. And for the hard-to-reach places, like I just did, a roof or a second-story siding, check out the new Wet and Forget Rapid Application Hose End. It attaches directly to your garden hose, sprays up to 30 feet, and it'll make cleaning easier. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget today at your hardware store or visit them at wetandforget.com to find a store near you. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. My name is Lou Manfredini, and our phone number is 800-848-WABC. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
Now back to House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini on 77 WABC.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
There's this restaurant in Louisville, Colorado, where we have friends that live there, and it's all Johnny Cash based. You know, there are pictures of Johnny Cash everywhere up on this restaurant. And, of course, I should remember the name of the place. And it'll come to me because when you get your check at the end of the meal, you know, and it's kind of a cool place, they have a rooftop and everything, and they hand you a bumper sticker in your slip of thing that says, God bless Johnny Cash.
Where is it? I have to look it up now.
Louisville, Colorado. Lewis, Louisville, and it's called and it's God Bless Johnny Cash in Louisville.
That's what it's called.
Is it? No.
Waterloo?
Yeah, Waterloo. That's what it's called.
Cute.
Waterloo. It's a really cute place, but I have the bumper sticker on the basement fridge, and it just always makes me smile when I see that.
I love it.
800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Let's take a quick call before we do our Noodaloo 2. Herb's in Parsippany. Herb, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
I'm having a problem in my shower with it. I have a tile meets I guess it's a plastic base, and I saw some spaces in the caulking between where the tile meets the base. So
okay.
I recaulked it with silicone, but a couple of weeks later, it came back again. And then I checked further. It really wasn't any space, but it might be like mold or something. I don't know. It's black, but it's in only certain areas, and I just wonder how I could what I should do.
Okay. It's a ceramic tile that's on the walls of this, right?
Exactly.
Now, Herb, when you take your knuckle and you kind of tap that tile, those tiles that are down at the bottom, I want you to check and make sure that they're solid. You don't feel that they're hollow at all.
Okay.
Because if they're hollow sounding, like, you know, if you tap a few of them with your knuckle up high, you're going to feel what it should sound like. You know, the ones that are eye level. And then when you get down to the bottom, if all of a sudden you're like, tuk, 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 it's like, wow, it's like nothing's behind there. It could be that water has gotten behind those bottom couple courses of tile. And it could be the grouting around the tile that's allowing that water to come in, and then that mildew and mold is, that's why it's coming back. Now, if that's...
You could have black mold, I guess.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Mold, people talk about mold, and they're like black mold, and they're worried about it being bad mold. Remember, there is over a thousand different strains of mold. There's only about 10 of them that are really bad for you, and so the average mildew and mold that you get in the bathroom is not typically the terrible, terrible mold. But again, you don't want it because it smells; it's not good for you. So
it's a well aerated room. So
correct. So here's a couple things to try. A, if you tap, like I mentioned, and those bottom courses seem loose, then you might be having to take those tiles off, patch the wall underneath it, and reset those tiles and caulk. That's the worst-case scenario.
Right.
The best-case scenario is, no, you know what? It's pretty solid. It's not bad. I want you to peel away all of the caulking that you put on and dig it out completely.
Right.
Then I want you to take a fan and put it in the shower and blow it there for 24 hours. You have to dry it underneath it before you re-caulk it. And the mistake that a lot of people make is that they're like, oh, I'm going to clean this up. I'm going to caulk it right away. Yeah. Well, because it may be wet behind there, then that moisture gets to the back of the backside of the caulk and the mildew comes back.
Yeah.
Now, one other step that I would like you to do. Take out all the caulking. You know, this is assuming that everything is solid. Before you put the fan on there, I want you to buy a product called Concrobium.
I bought that at Home Depot yesterday.
Perfect.
I didn't try it yet, really.
Right, but I want then perfect. You are ahead of the game there, Herb. And you're gonna pull out that caulk and you're gonna spray the mold control on there, and then you're gonna put the fan on there and let it dry.
Right.
Then the next day after you've let this dry, then you're gonna re-caulk it. Stay out of that shower for at least 12 hours before you use it again. And hopefully the mildew and mold doesn't come back.
Okay, I'll try that. Now, what's a good tool to use to take the caulking off? I don't know. I haven't never done that.
A utility knife, and there's also a utility knife's really your best bet, and a putty knife to kind of dig out what you can. I want that little groove, and that bottom course of between the tile and the shower base should be caulk, not grout. Now, while you're down there working, which is a huge pain in the neck, I get it. Pay attention to the grout around those bottom 3-4 courses of tile, and make sure that those are in good repair.
Yeah. No, it's not like a continuous, of course. They've got
little patches. Right. So you may get lucky and be able to do the fix that I mentioned.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Good to me.
You're a good man, Herb. Have a good weekend. Appreciate you calling this morning.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
You got it. All right. Let's switch gears to our new Tulu 2. How many pictures, Lindsay, would you think you have on your phone?
Thousands.
And what people don't know about you is that you are, you don't delete anything.
I have a hard time deleting things.
Right.
Yes.
So really, you know, maybe you're setting yourself up to be someday nominated to be a Supreme Court justice because you would have all this documentation of your entire life.
That is the truth.
So anyway, my point is
11,302 photos.
No way.
Yeah.
And where do you store that?
I have no idea, and I say this in my piece, too. I have the iCloud. I don't really understand the iCloud because I lost a bunch of stuff last
year. All right,
well,
if you don't understand the iCloud and you have how many pictures?
11,302.
You're going to want to listen to this.
Using a portable device is immensely freeing, as most of the world has figured out over the past decade. But what happens when you run out of space on your device and you don't have a wireless service to back it up? You miss the moment.
Oh, man!
Picture this. You're on a trip and you didn't bring your laptop because you didn't want to lug it around. And then just as you whip out your phone to capture that picture-perfect moment, like the Eiffel Tower all lit up, or Mickey Mouse hugging your little one at the Disney character buffet breakfast, or... what if you run into the Pope at the grocery store? We've all been there. Storage full. Well, our new Tulu 2 this week will help to bridge that gap, offering a simple yet small solution to the problem. It's called the Picture Keeper Connect. The Picture Keeper is a data backup transfer device and service combination that gives you access to your mobiles, photos, videos, and contacts without having to have an internet service. It pretty much looks just like a thumb drive, but instead of only the USB plug, the other end has a lightning connector that hooks right into your phone so that it's able to pull out those photos and videos. It can be used with your iPhone, with your Android, with your Mac, with your PC, if you want to upload all those photos, and it can be put in your pocket so you never have to miss those moments. They start at $29.99 and go up to $119 on PictureKeeper.com. We posted a little video and a link up on Lou's Facebook page. Check it out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, quick little update on what Lindsay just said on the pricing. The accessory
to Defying Gravity.
Okay, we'll turn
no,
that
I
up
I told
now.
You to delete all of those other ones.
Well, but I didn't want to delete those. I didn't know that it goes to the next one. I have all the Noodaloo 2s. In case I want to become a Supreme Court Justice and be like, you did a Noodaloo 2 back in 2018. What was it?
Please do not air these without my consent.
Right. It was the No Slam, Your Honor, Senator. Anyway, the accessory started $29.99.
That's right.
The actual Picture Keeper started $119.
Well, the Android, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Before I realized this after I recorded that, the Android starts at $64.99,
and then
the iPhone starts at $119.
Okay, so the way you described this, what I thought is kind of cool for a lot of people, many people don't have laptops and desktop computers. They just use their phones or their iPads, or that's all they use. And you made a funny comment about, you know, all of a sudden you go to Europe and there's the Pope and you want to take a picture of him. You're at the Vatican and your phone goes, wah, wah. This is your own personal storage device for your phone that you can put in your pocket or your
pocket. Just, you know, do you take your pictures for the day, unload them onto this little thumb drive, and then, you know, delete what's on your phone, and you have those in your drive.
And then if you wanted to download it later to something else, because isn't it a USB on the other side?
Right. It's like a flash drive, but with lightning sharp power. I don't know all the technical
For
your phone.
For your iPhone, and then something for the Android. It's a neat idea, and I think that you said even your husband, right, doesn't use – he's a minimalist traveler when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Right. He just doesn't have, like, an Apple computer or, you know, the iTunes or iPhone.
Interface
whatever.
And stuff. Right.
So all of his photos are on his phone.
Right.
And then he gets mad when he – I mean, he has 64 gigabytes, is that the right word?
Yeah.
On his phone, and he's out of storage. Like, that is – a lot.
Right.
But all of his music,
and you know
all
what,
of his
and you know what else he doesn't do?
And video. Get gas in the morning. And I'm talking about car gas, people. I took his car, and he made me take his car in the office today, and halfway
she walked in this morning. There was steam coming out
the
of her ears.
The light comes on. I love getting
gas
downtown early in the morning.
Okay. PictureKeeper.com is the website where you can learn about this. Also, you can go to my Facebook page and see the little video that we shot about it, which is cool. It's a really nice idea. And I think that if you're someone that it's really if you're going to you're one of those people that are going to go on the hike to Machu Picchu or something like that, you want to definitely take something like this because you're not going to carry all that stuff. You want to go lightweight. That is the way to go. That's for sure. 800-848-WABC is our phone number. 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Are you looking for the wet and forget little 10-second billboard? Yeah, I know we have one here. Hold on 1 second. I got to read this before we take a break. We're going to get back to your phone calls. We've got Margaret, Steve, Diane, and Joe hanging on a second. Don't go anywhere because Wet and Forget is the easy outdoor cleaner. It's now available in rapid application hose end with up to a 30-foot reach. I love this one. Easily clean annoying black streaks on your roof without getting on a ladder. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio.
And that laminate floor is going to shine like the top of the Chrysler Building.
With Lou Manfredini.
You're going to be singing tomorrow. I love you tomorrow.
Right here on 77 WABC.
Turn it up, Iz. Welcome back. House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. That'll get you in a New York frame of mind. 800-848-WABC. Before we get to our guest, let's go to Queens and speak with Margaret, who's on the line. Margaret, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. I started my dishwasher last night, and water was coming out from underneath.
Uh-oh.
And then I started drying it, and then I noticed that the tiles, if I stepped on it, it was coming that way, and then I stopped it. So I took the water out, and I shut it down. What should I call a plumber, an appliance?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Margaret, you should have a shutoff valve under your sink that feeds the water line into the dishwasher?
Yes, I do.
You shut that off, right?
I turned the valve. I don't think is the shutoff. I live by myself, so is it? It goes up and down.
Well, it might. There's two ways. There's kind of two possibilities. You could either have a separate valve with you may see a copper pipe, something running horizontally towards where the dishwasher is.
Yes, I do.
That's what you shut off?
Yes.
Okay. My guess is you either have a solenoid. There's a solenoid in a dishwasher that where that water line comes, and that solenoid is the valve that opens and closes the water to let it into the dishwasher. If it was coming out from underneath like that during the, was it during the fill portion of it?
During the wash portion of it.
Oh, it was during the wash portion.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're pretty sure that nothing was jammed in the in the gasket around the door? Was the door closed all the way?
Yes, it was. It was.
It was.
It wasn't coming from the door. It was from underneath.
Yeah. I would call an appliance repair person to come out and do that, and then have them, because it's an issue with the appliance, and they can also handle any kind of plumbing issue there. How old is the dishwasher?
I'd say about 12 years, 10 to 12 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, typically what happens with most if you go to an appliance store and they offer the service, you know, they'll do a service call and they'll put a, if it ends up, then they say, hey, lady, this 12-year-old dishwasher, it's not worth you spending $150 bucks on. They may give you a portion of the service call against the purchase of a new one.
Oh, okay.
So maybe do that.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you calling this morning. All right, our phone number is 800-848-WABC. Before we get back to your phone calls, this is a very interesting concept that I want to talk to you about. Joining me on the phone line is Sankarshan Murthy, who is the CEO of a company called Bumblebee Spaces. And he is waking up very early for us this morning because he's out on the West Coast. Sankarshan, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me.
I am very interested in the concept that you have created with Bumblebee Spaces. Give me a little snapshot to our listeners of what it is you're doing with this line of robotic furniture.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, normally today houses are built with and optimized around the floor plan. So everything you look at sits on the floor, and we normally, you know, we create islands of things sitting on the floor. There's a couch, there's a bed, a dining table, and we need access space, circulation space, doorways, hallways, all that kind of surrounding things sitting on the floor. We're basically optimizing house in two dimension, and we pay for it in two dimension. We pay dollar per square foot. But what we kind of, if we kind of flipped it around, so instead of everything sitting on the floor all the time and we're not using it all the time, we put all the furniture up in the ceiling. So our robots are all staged in the ceiling, and we lift it all up and we bring it down only when you're using it. So essentially we create this contextually, bring things down only when you need it. Rest of the time it's out. So it's optimized in full three dimensions, and you don't need, you know, you can double up access space, you can double up circulation space, you can use the same room for multiple functionalities without actually creating separate rooms and heating, cooling, and all these mortgage taxes for all the additional space.
So essentially, you've got a pulley system. So, I mean, to describe this on radio, if you can imagine your bed that you're sleeping on right now, or you just woke up from, and it has a almost like a little bit of a panelization around it, and four straps, I assume, some type of straps that are anchored to it, and then at the push of a button, it lifts that bed up and actually almost connects it, so it's part of the ceiling. I mean, it's down. There's a depression down there. If you were doing this in a retrofit situation, I would imagine in new construction, you could build it in such a way that it would be at the same level of the ceiling. You wouldn't even know it's there. But in a retro thing, you could have this thing go up out of the way. There's no bed in that room anymore, and your studio apartment now becomes a living space, much bigger, which has New York written all over it.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, we use it's a hoist. Basically, it's a self-locking hoist. So even it only drives when the motor gets a command. So it lifts the whole thing up, and we take about 14 inches for the bed. Like 12 to 14 inches is what we take in the ceiling for almost all the modules that we have. And the robots are essentially the same robots for all of them. Except the frame is bigger for the bed.
Sure.
And it, you know, and once you lift it up, the space is bigger. You know, you can have a living study room, however you want to stage it. This is also light fixture. So, because it's in the ceiling, we put LED lighting in the perimeter of our module. So, it also provides ambient lighting to the room.
So, I mean, essentially, anything that you would have that is sitting on the floor, potentially, you could set this up with one of your Bumblebee Spaces robots and pull it up out of the ceiling and out of the way.
Exactly, yes. Putting things on the floor is obsolete. Why would you...
Let me ask you this, Shankarshan. You know, so I one of my other hats that I wear, and this is interesting. When I was reading your information about, you know, rethinking about all this, it seems to me that there is great commercial and retail application for this, because my wife and I own a couple of retail hardware stores, and like you mentioned, you know, you pay for the square footage, and most retail stores have very high ceilings. And so one of the very first things we did 15 years ago was, you know, most retail fixtures stand at about 7 feet tall, and the reason that that's the case is that, you know, most people can reach that high to grab something off of a shelf. Well, I looked at it and said, we're paying for all these 12-foot, 15-foot ceilings. Why not extend that up to 8 feet? Now, it's easy for me to say that because I'm 6'3", and my wife is tall as well. But we utilize the use of some step stools and even ladders if you had to get stuff. It would seem to me that you could utilize this technology in a retail application that could be a very interesting and useful on a commercial aspect.
Yeah, actually, we are exploring like a very kind of specialty retail, like high in a very centrally located place where it becomes a very like showroom-esque. You know, it's just like you walk in, you don't see any inventory, but all the inventory is there in the ceiling. And it's all because we have our system is built with a bunch of sensing and software stack that is able to recognize what you've stored. We are able to bring down things exactly. So you don't have to remember, oh man, where did I leave my spanner or where did I leave my measuring tape? You can just search for it and it just comes down to you when you need it.
Now, I know you guys are California-based, and the products, right, are already available on the West Coast. And you know, as you grow this thing, and really, quite frankly, as we mentioned, New York has got it written all over. What are we talking about as far as costs on these things? I mean, do you not only build it but offer installation, or do they work with third parties to get this installed? I mean, there does have to be some recognition of the strength of the ceiling, of course, before you can mount something like this.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah, we do install and take full liability, responsibility, like all the things around privacy, everything. So we not only build the product, we also own the full install. We have some install partners. We will be announcing a a few deployments in the East Coast pretty soon. Yeah, that's why I wanted to get on the radio and kind of get the word out, you know, that this exists, and we were making our way to the East Coast. So yeah, the way we do it is we essentially we make sure we understand the vintage of the building, the construction. We make sure it's all to code, and then we install these rails that distribute the load across either the concrete ceiling or the joists, and then the robots just click into place. You know, so it's a pretty rapid install. Today we take between 3 to 4 hours to finish all the hardware install.
But, right.
At scale, we're expecting 1 hour to get a whole room.
Wow. And that's the type of thing I would imagine, like if we're talking about a bed or a piece of furniture, you've sized this with some of the current things that people would have. In other words, you know, if someone wanted to do a bed, I mean, this, you know, in the bed, everybody knows what a Murphy bed is, right, where it's hinged on the wall and comes out. This is a much more elaborate thing where it goes all the way to the ceiling. Yours is designed using the bed as an example with a standard size bed. It isn't something they have to buy a specialty size mattress or anything like that.
Right, right. So yeah, we our modules are full queen king bed. We have standard closets, which is as wide as a hanger, as deep as a men's suit, and as far as storage cabinets, it's designed around the user. You know, we believe. Instead, like normally houses have been just like built, not like products. They've been built with so much space that's unused. We've taken ergonomics and like how far a person can reach comfortably. And, you know, even like ADA access, for example, we can change the height of the units, how far it comes down, so that you have easy access. We can set up permissions like kids can't get into medicine cabinets or whatever.
Right, you know, right.
So all those can be done with our product.
Their website is bumblebeespaces.com. I know this is hard to describe on the radio, but when you go to their website, you're going to be super. They also have a Facebook page as well. Facebook page. Well, you need to push the button. You're talking to me, and I can't hear you.
Can't you read my lips?
No.
Yes, Noah. I just put a
there's
video.
There's a link up on our Facebook page where you can see that, but their website is bumblebeespaces.com. Sankarshan Murthy is the CEO of Bumblebee Spaces. You're super energetic, my friend, for 3:47 or 4:47, whatever time it is where you're at this morning. So thank you so much for waking up with us. I love talking about new innovative stuff, and this is definitely something that no one has thought about, and I only wish you continued success.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, go back to sleep. It's 7:48 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC.
Water and electric. A place to drain the septic. Any KOA is A-okay as long as I'm with you.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. I am Lou Manfredini, 800-848-WABC. Let's get back to your phone calls real quick and crank through. Here's Steve in, where are you, Steve? In Blumfield? Hey, Steve.
New Jersey, yes.
Yeah, how are you?
Johnny Cash. God bless Johnny Cash.
God bless Johnny Cash. That's not a bad way to...
He's one of my very favorites.
Not a bad way to start the morning, right? God bless Johnny Cash. How can I help, Steve?
I got zoysia grass all over the front yard and the backyard, which I like a lot, but it's being invaded by clover, and I don't want the clover. I want the zoysia grass. Do you have any ideas? I don't know that wet and forget would help that, would it?
No, it will not. That zoysia is nice-looking stuff.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Is it invading it like around the edges, the perimeter, and the center? Where is it?
It's around the edges mostly.
Okay.
But I tend to cut it short. I don't know if that's a hurt or not.
No, it's fine. Here's a couple things. Ortho makes a concentrate for controlling clover.
Okay.
And if you go to the hardware store or your garden center, you'll see it. You're going to put it in a pump sprayer.
Yes.
It's designed not to kill the grass, but it will kill a little bit of the grass. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect time of year to do this.
Okay.
And so what I would recommend is don't cut the grass you're probably not cutting the grass that often now, right? You're backing off a little bit?
Yeah.
Skip a week, mm-hmm. apply this down there so that clover is nice, so you can see it, and apply this on there and let it sit there. Do you have any animals? Do you have a dog or a cat or anything?
No animals
okay.
at all.
All right, apply this. In about a week, you're going to see some reaction to it. Mm-hmm. Then go ahead and do you bag or mulch your grass?
I just blow it aside.
You just blow it to the side. Okay.
Just blow it.
Give it another week before you cut it, and then I think
I mulch it. I'm sorry.
I mulch it.
Yeah, I just blow it, and some of it stays in, and some of it goes blown to the side.
So then, once you give it another week and you cut it in that area, I want you to try something else. There is a product called mm-hmm. Magic mm-hmm. Cal.
M-A-G-I-C.
Magic, like you're a magic man. It's from a company called Jonathan Green. They're Jersey-based.
Okay.
They make a little shout-out for Jersey. You're going to put that down. You're going to change the soil pH.
Mm.
The clover likes a little bit more acidic soil. And so if we change this pH, you put this down, then do a little fall seeding.
Hmm.
I think next spring you're going to be in very good shape, my friend.
Well, actually, the zoysia doesn't come from seed. It comes from plugs, as I recall.
No, it does, but I want you to put a little fall. I want you to, that's true. The zoysia. I forgot about the zoysia. I don't want you to fall seed. If you can get some more zoysia and put it in there to overtake it, but if you change the pH, zoysia should overtake
That sounds like that should work, because the zoysia, basically, it's not completely wiped out where the clover is.
Right, it's just, you don't want it to overtake it.
Yeah.
Right. Try this. It should work out just fine for you, Steve. I appreciate you calling this morning.
Magic Cal?
Magic Cal, C-A-L.
Oh, C-A-L. And also there's an ortho product?
Ortho Clover. I think it's called Clover Be Gone.
Oh, okay. That sounds... Yeah. Very promising.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. All right, we're going to take another quick call real fast. Let's go to Betty. Betty, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I have an old house that came with a residential steam furnace. That one leaked. I now have bought a new steam furnace. I've had two of them now, and the lining is eaten away by the minerals in the water.
Mm.
I did put in an osmosis unit, clean and pure.
Oh, to clean the water up, yeah. Betty, hold on a second. We're going to get your name because we're just running out of time.
Okay.
Next week I'm going to call Betty back, and let's get Betty be our first caller next week so we can help her with this question, because I need some more information so that I can help you. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to House Smarts Radio. We are flat out of time. If you didn't get through today, just email us at housesmartsradio.com. Have a great weekend.
77 WABC.